Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is now 9:47 here at WCCO. Welcome back to All Things Arts and Entertainment. We just believe you ought to know about it. And, of course, in studio with me is a young choreographer who is doing really big, great things. We've had her here on the show many times. I know her parents, and it's just wonderful to see her, because I don't know if you know that Shapeshift, the Minneapolis-based dance company, the highly acclaimed hip-hop contemporary dance collective that uses storytelling as a catalyst for social change, brings its moving production called Gray Skies Blue to the O'Shaughnessy stage at St. Kate's for two performances next Friday and Saturday, February 28th and 29th at 7:30 p.m. Again, that's February 28th, 29th at 7:30 p.m. The founder of this is Ashley Selmer, and she is the creative director for Shapeshift, and she's joining me tonight along with another choreographer, Gabriel Blackburn. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Jalen.
Oh, Ashley, I ought to sit on your knees. I haven't seen you in so long.
It's been forever.
I mean, seriously?
Well, has it been 4 years?
It's been, yeah, for
about,
real.
Yeah, about.
Come on. Now, last time I saw you was at Kohl Center.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a
while. It's a while ago. Mm-hmm. But since then, so much has happened in your life. And I just want to mention some of it. You've had performances at Kennedy Center, jazz at Lincoln Center, Indiana Repertory Theater, and more. I mean, you are highly, Shapeshift is highly talked about right now, and people are blown away at what you're doing. Tell me how it all unfolded, because it sounds like it unfolded quickly, did it?
Yeah, it definitely did. It does sometimes feel like a blur, just because once we started sharing our personal stories on stage, it just sort of unraveled, and luckily people latched on to what we were doing, and I think they just were able to relate and, you know, feel connected. And so the journey is still forever going. We have lots of goals, but we're really proud of the work that we've created and the company that we have that collaborates together.
The storyline of this whole thing, Gabriel, is really about social change. Can you tell us more about the production?
Yeah, so the stories that come from us are all real stories that come from actually people within the cast and inspired by people who are close to people of the cast. So the storyline is actually very accessible for people of any walk of life to be able to relate to. And that's one of our biggest, one of the biggest things of Gray Skies Blue.
So Ashley, this is really all about not just the stories of the cast members, but those people that they know to talk about social change. And of course, you've always been integrated within this particular cast of dancers. Have you learned something really interesting about each of the cast members as you were writing this piece, as this piece came together?
Oh, completely. Yeah. So when we first started Gray Skies Blue, it was just a sharing and offering of, here's what I'm going through, here's the pain that has hit me, and this is something that I want to represent on stage. And then in terms of this particular production, what makes it so special that we're kind of taking it back to where it started 4 years ago is that it's a never-before-seen expansion of what folks saw 4 years ago, and it's expanding upon the stories that they've seen, and it's also bringing other flavors and experiences that folks have gone through within the last 4 years. So we're constantly trying to build in various sort of interwoven, complex themes of discrimination, love and loss, sexual identity, but really making stories that impact the community and just spark dialogue and just hopefully leave people with having a different perspective on things.
Now, this company is how old? When did you start?
We are approaching 7 years.
Wow, 7 years.
June.
That's amazing, coming Ashley. Up. Mm-hmm. And what have you learned from all of this in 7 years?
Oh, gosh. Well, every day I learn something from everyone in this space. Mm-hmm. Gabe in particular always is challenging me in terms of, choreography and, what is this relationship saying and how can we re-represent something that we haven't yet? But I've learned to believe in myself and trust my instinct. I think a lot of the times we're just trying to, constantly feel like we need to kind of fit a certain box. And I think I've always just wanted to blend dance and theater, and that's something that I've realized that I need to just continue to follow what that is. Yeah.
So, Gabriel, without voices that are singing or without someone telling the story, you are telling it through dance and through the music. Is the music original?
No, the music is not original. The music is all picked mostly by Ashley and Corey Bozeman. I think what really brings a dynamic representation on stage is the fact that all of us are dancers from very different
backgrounds.
So we've got people from all across the umbrella that is hip-hop. We got some people that do Chicago footwork, house, popping, crump, all that. And
you
then
got
we
clowning?
Also
got any clowning going on.
We have yet to approach that.
But
yeah. It's hard to approach.
You're sparking ideas.
Maybe that's Gray Skies Blue next time. Then we got contemporary, and we also have a really incredible H. Adam Harris comes in to talk with us about how to buff up our theatrical moments.
He's our acting coach.
So just trying to keep it very well rounded. Very dynamic presence on stage.
How about classical? Because I know that you were passionate about that as well. You always talked about contemporary, but what about the classical?
Yeah, I wish we had more of that right now in this particular show. I think, of course, all styles are kind of intermerged and immersed together. But in terms of this show, what I really want to share is the fact that we have music that ranges from R&B soul, Sierra, and then we've got, Benny King, Stand By Me.
Oh, hey
so
now.
You're going to hear a really great blend of things that hopefully appeal to this cross-generational show.
That all support the storyline.
Completely, yeah.
Okay, so there'll be people talking, there'll be people dancing,
Yeah. Touching a bit upon what Gabe mentioned earlier, we work with an acting coach, actor H. Adam Harris here locally.
Oh, yeah.
He's brilliant.
Brilliant.
And he challenges us in terms of what are ways in which we can express and emote by way of movement. Mm-hmm. But we also have added some dialogue in moments. And so that, I believe, has really heightened the drama and the juice of the show. And we're excited to showcase more of that this time around.
The last time I saw you perform, it was just fantastic. And so as you sit and try to figure out how to tell this story, we come expecting, when you talk about diversity and you talk about the stories of that really deals with what this particular piece, Gray Skies Blue, is all about. At the same time, we're looking for joy. Were you able to find pockets of joy throughout this piece?
Yeah, that's huge for me just because these are heavy topics that we're approaching. But the one thing that we always want to share at the end is this way of finding our joy and really ending on an uplifting note. So I want audiences to know that they're going to laugh, they're going to cry, they're going to challenge things that we're presenting on stage, and that's okay. But they're going to hopefully get a wide variety of emotions. But ultimately, I think joy is huge. And joy is the reason why we all dance. It brings us something very, very special.
Yeah.
So that's just very natural in the way that we create.
You know, the thing for me is that you, often when you go and see a dance show, you have all of these emotions that's where, you know, that. And I often thought, oh, man, I wish they had a talk back afterwards where we could ask questions about why this piece or why did you decide to go in this direction, like they do after a theatrical piece, right?
Absolutely.
Have you considered doing something like this for a piece that really deals with social change?
Well, you know, those are our favorite things to do, talkbacks.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
you know, this piece, Gray Skies Blue, it appeals to, you know, it's a work that is family oriented. So when we sit down for talkbacks, we're getting questions from, you know, as young as 10 up to 75.
Oh, yeah.
And they are, you know, so interested in hearing more about the creative process and saying, you know, what story was this? And, you know, as far as when we were in D.C. performing, you know, 11 shows for the audiences out there, there were kids that were challenging us and saying, hey, like, why did you pick this? Or I hated your character. Gabe and I actually are in a relationship in the show. So they get very heavily involved. And we love hearing that that energizing feedback.
Yeah, it's really quite amazing. I'm so proud of you, Ashley.
Thank you.
So proud of Shapeshift. You have stayed together. You've grown. You've expanded. And you know, you found your spot, your place in this dance world. So congratulations. We want to let people know it's called Gray Skies Blue. It's happening Friday, this coming Friday, February 28th, and Saturday, February 29th. Tickets are $5 to $27. So come on out to O'Shaughnessy at St. Catherine University. Get your tickets online. All you have to do is go to oshagstkate.edu. I know it sounds terrible. O-S-H-A-G dot S-T-K-A-T-E dot E-D-U. Don't miss this, because this group is telling a story a way no one else. It's one of the best dance troupes I have ever seen. So thank you, Gabriel. Thank you for coming in. And of course, Ashley, you know I love you.
Love you too.
Tell your parents I said hello.
Absolutely.
All right. We'll
appreciate
be back
you.
In just a moment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.